everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio, your bonus third show this week. We're coming to you live from the hotel room. We fled like bandits from the Electric Canna Carnival. It turned out 2017 is the year of the Fall Apart Festival. All the standard summer hangouts have now fallen apart as we move further into Trump's America. We had a fantastic time, actually, and loved the Electric Canna Carnival until it met its demise.
Okay. I didn't expect it to get shut down.
No, I actually didn't either. We were today, we went and met a lot of really cool vendors, people there, you know, that run, have small businesses that revolve around the cannabis industry. We went and did some interviews. The video on that is incredible. Shout out to our video guy, Nick, for doing that. And
Nick is fucking cool, man. I can get a picture of Nick and post it while we're recording, just so people know Nick is very cool.
Sure.
He got high as shit yesterday, too, and he didn't even melt down like I did. I melted down yesterday is the real story of the Electric Canna Carnival.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into about this, but it all started falling apart earlier today. We got back from talking to vendors, and someone said, they're shutting the damn stage down. They stopped doing it. They just stopped working on the stage. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on?
You don't pay a motherfucker. They ain't going to work on a stage. That's the way stages work. That's the way work works.
Yeah.
Labor. This is a fucking weird. Can I say, while we're recording, that our wives are watching us. Nick has a camera on us. And so this is a little, and we're in a hotel. We're not in the basemo.
Yeah, this is a high-pressure podcast. There's we're out no of our element.
There's no hole to piss in this room.
Exactly.
It's a little bit too nice. Don't. We're doing a show right now. We can't talk about the hole.
So what happened is we roll the carpet back.
It never touches the carpet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're precise. It keeps us sharp. It's like a hand-eye coordination thing. What happened is we heard that the stage was getting shut down. It seems like this was a big gamble. There was somebody that wanted to do a really fun show, which once again, all the artists I watch, along with like two or three other people, were amazing. I loved the music. We got our lives changed by Tunde Olaniran. Go check out that guy's music right now.
Right. That's the thing. The music was all good. It was a very well put together thing. I think the fatal flaw here is, and it's the same thing that happened with us when we first got there. We're all still a little afraid of weed. It's like a fucking, it's a nervous thing now. Like, because you never know if the DEA is, if old Jeff Sessions is going to send the DEA in to give us all mandatory minimum sentences.
Yeah. And I know that Cannabis Cup happens at that same location, and they have quite a few events now. There's a lot of weed doctors on the way. Just on the drive, there are dispensaries. It's a very weird system.
Right, yeah.
Which in that there is like no laws, really, and no one enforcing them. It's basically an Amsterdam situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, though. That's a good way to
it's
do it.
It's better.
I like it
this way. Yeah, I met so many amazing people that I would hate to have erased by someone in a fucking polo shirt.
Nick Lachey going to come here and take every one of those jobs from those beautiful people standing at that field. Like, it, the people, and you'll see them, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll see them on the video we're making for this month. But it was fucking beautiful. Those people were beautiful. It was just like a lot of women.
Tons
Which
of
was really shocking, because you would think that because of the prejudice that women, you know, aren't into weed. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Not a lot of female drug dealers out there, but there are a lot of ladies that are good at cooking and making stuff out of weed, though.
I
think that's the crossover.
Well, yeah, good bakers, and then it's just like, you know, and most of them you talk to, the fucking thing about most of them that you talk to is like, well, I had anxiety, I get headaches and stuff like that.
Fibromyalgia.
Like, yeah, weed fixed me. So it wasn't like, even for the business, it seems like you even just get in the business just so that you can.
My favorite thing about talking to people is they're like, okay, I'm really high right now. And it was like, yeah, we figured, so are we. So are we. No one is sober here.
The first experience I had there were those vape pens. And in Columbus, I've been offered them a few times for like $150 for one. And
I've seen them sold on a bar patio for $125.
Yeah, there were $30 here. And it just kind of, that was the first thing that was like, holy shit, I didn't buy one.
But you walked up to that vendor and they were a super clean one. It was like white and like light green. And there was like a really simple leaf and they were wearing polos and they looked like, you know, they worked at the Sprint
McDonald's
store.
That's the motherfucking, they're like the, yes. It's like a T-Mobile store for weed. And you go in there and it was so clean. The branding was clean. A lot of the branding for these places will be like a laughing skull that's shaped like Michigan or like a,
it's great. It's the best type of entrepreneurship.
It really is.
Anybody can get in there.
The figureheads are great, and the little cartoon characters are great. It's like the stuff you buy in a head shop, basically, which is, I know that's kind of disappointing when you think about, like, we're going to have to figure out a way to get the sophisticated vibe on some of these places, because like you just picture somebody being like, I'll take the OG Kush or the OG Bobby Johnson.
We don't need that though, really. I mean, it's the thing about it is when everybody can get in, it's everybody's needs are filled. There's little you can pretend like you're going to the goddamn doctor if you want to, or like you said, you can get a handful of they had, instead of Kool-Aid, it was called Kookaid.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite. That is, they don't respect IP very much. I mean, Street Fight doesn't either.
It's good.
Look at our second one of our t-shirts, the Lonnie Tune shirt, was straight up breaking IP.
And you didn't finish your story, though. What happened when you went to go talk to the lady in like the polo and the khakis?
She's wearing a polo. She looks super nice. Like, and like, man, she could have been 17. Like, she could have been somebody.
Let's start getting people in trouble.
True. 18. We'll say she was 18 to 21. She could have been. I mean, she just reminds me, there's a farm market by my house called Smith's, and they hire, like, you know, people in college or at the end of high school, they hire them, and then they try to teach them a little bit about the farming methods, and then you go in there and you're like, I'd like an orange, and they're like, or I'd like some strawberries, and they're like, these are farmed with extremely, you know, their little thing that they know.
If you have any tomato leaves laying around, throw them down by the roots, and you'll have fruit twice as large next year.
Yeah.
Through nitrogen exchange.
So I start asking her questions, and she's just like, I don't know. I like to hit it every once in a while, and then I feel fine. Hey, why don't you... We got some samples here in a little cup. We got this little cup, and why don't you just sample it and see how high it gets you?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, just try it. And I could tell. It was like one of those feelings like when you're high and you go to order food. You feel like it's the highest stress situation.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everything focuses in on you. Yeah. It's time to say something smart.
And when you have it, something smart, like knowing what you want to eat and without changing your mind right before you're about to eat it.
Right. You know what? Let me freestyle this.
Yeah.
Chicken patty with the burger around it.
Yeah, it's been, so I could tell that like my questions were not helpful. And then I think that's my favorite thing about you legal weed people, the people that live in legal weed places are like, shit, I hit on it all day. Like, I like to start out with a nice 150 milligram base.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ooh.
Okay. Someone we talked to was on 500 milligrams as we were doing an interview. My favorite booth moment, though, and I wish I would have got this on film, was I talked to one of those super clean. It seemed like a gym. It seemed like two guys that went to the gym a lot, and they were selling memberships. And they had their pen, and then the guy was like, well, there's a sublingual spray as well. And I was like, well, how does that work? I asked the price, and it was affordable. So I was like, how does that work? And I grabbed it, and I started spraying in my mouth, and he said, you put it under the tongue. So I did like two sprays on top, and then I just lifted my tongue and did like two underneath. And it felt like a fucking chemical burn in my mouth. It was peppermint or cinnamon, and it was so fucking hot. And the other guy was like, you know what? I actually haven't tried it in a while either. And he sprayed it in his mouth and went, I thought, and he went and grabbed water. And after he took a huge drink of water, said, I thought they were going to change, tone down that formula.
Well,
it was a little untested. That one was a little untested for my liking.
Yeah, the places that are clean and sleek and look like they fool you because you treat those people like seriously.
Oh yeah.
If the guy rolled up his sleeves, he probably has like a Chronic the Hedgehog tattoo on his arm.
The most knowledgeable guy we talked to was actually in a bee costume. He was wearing like fly sunglasses with a bee hat and bee sweatshirts, bee clothing, and he pulled out scientific charts about all of the oils. I got to try a 91% distillate of like some lemon sour. And
how was it?
Amazing. It sent me to the fucking moon. I'm still high from it. It was hours ago, and they made me clear it, and it changed my life.
Yeah, he did keep saying, there's a lot of hits in there, my man. There's a lot of hits in there.
Yeah, I'm weak-lunged too.
Well, you had to take three. Yeah, we were smokers for years. Like, you can't just sit around and expect somebody that's... Like, the legal people are really... Like, the weed amounts are... Their tolerances are, like, different from illegal people. It's hard to be a person where we're from and deal with the kind of tolerance levels they have.
I mean, I did fine, actually, and I consumed quite a bit. You seem to have a problem with dosage amounts, though. You seem to fudge the numbers a little bit.
Even when we're just going to get into this right now, yeah, then. Okay.
Dive in.
So, Zilla's is a company that makes extremely great edibles. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Gummy bears. And they had gummy bears. They had monster cookies. They had brownies. They had like Rocky Road brownies. Even their non-medicated stuff, the jalapeno cornbread was incredible.
Right. Well, the woman that was running the artist part of that was confused as to which things had medication in them and which ones didn't.
Okay, maybe just forgot which side they were on.
Right. I have eaten a lot of edibles. I'm not a person who has not tried edibles. I've made my own edibles.
You've had them from the Cali ones. We've had the Denver ones.
Yeah, I can taste the butter in them, right? And I ate these monster cookies, these two monster cookies.
That she said were not medicated.
That she said didn't have any. I tasted that fucking butter in them, right? But I was like, I trust this person. She told me they're not medicated. She would know, right?
They're just made in a kitchen with medication.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it turns out we found out today those were 50 milligrams each.
Right.
So,
and then you washed it down.
100 milligrams.
Right, 100 milligrams of THC, which I'm actually surprised because I've been rolling on some pretty high numbers this whole weekend as well because they've been handing it out for free. And so is everybody else.
Yeah, so then they gave me this Kool-Aid, where she said, this stuff, it tastes just like Kool-Aid. It's going to, I mean, it has 125 milligrams in it. And keep this in mind. This is when we first got there, okay? I don't know what the fuck 1 milligram is. For all I know, I'm smoking 5,000 milligrams a day or 4 milligrams a day. I have no idea what milligrams are, okay?
Right.
I don't know what a normal amount is. I don't know what an abnormal amount is.
Needs to be a pamphlet about milligrams.
Right, and people in legal weed places are all like, boy, I like enough milligrams that would make you feel like you were walking into the light.
Yeah, so I could feel all the hair on my body.
Yeah, so then they were like, so how much do you use? Now, to my doctor, I'm a heavy marijuana user, okay, too. When I talk to my doctor, I tell her, I'm pretty heavy. I use marijuana every day. Okay?
Yeah, that's a considerable amount.
Yeah, yeah. So heavy, right?
Yeah,
I fucking eat. Sometimes I'll eat a little bit of that Nutella I have, and then I will take the vaporizer, and I'll lay in bed and just hit that vaporizer all night, and I feel really great. So I said, they were like, oh, well, then you could drink the whole thing. It's 125 milligrams. You just drink the whole thing. Well, so I got it, and it tasted like Kool-Aid, and I've been talking a lot about Kool-Aid lately because I have this theory that less than 10 kids in my daughter's school drink have ever had Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think it's on the outs. So yeah. It's last leg.
Yeah.
In some places.
I think there are people graduating high school now that have never even thought about having Kool-Aid. Like that Kool-Aid was something that died with like probably Brett's generation.
Right. I hope not. No, I hope not.
So I wanted that tasty grape flavor, which I grew up loving, and I drank it. I drank about half of it, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish the whole fucking thing, have fun for the rest of the day. So there. Now add that on to the 100 I already had. I'm at 225 milligrams of THC, baby.
And this was actually, this decision was made because we were going to perform. And it was not going to be long form. We were just going to be filling in on stage. So then Brian was like, who normally never gets high before we perform, said, I'll just go ahead and, you know, take 125 milligrams to the head.
Right. It was a very stupid decision because, like, the last few shows, anybody who was in Columbus for the last show and anybody who was in Pittsburgh will see that once the show gets down to about the end, what I like to call the blow off, or the in wrestling, it would be the near fall section of the match. Once it gets to the end, I'm like, I'll hit the vape now. You know what I mean? So I started hitting the vape. So I know I can perform somewhat high. But, man, 225 milligrams is a level of high I've never been.
Yeah.
I just haven't been that high. It was like acid.
It took about a half hour to take hold, I think. And you ended up making your way into the car where you proceeded to lay down and, I think, melt down while your wife played on her phone next to you.
Yeah, yeah. I felt so bad, too. At one point, my wife looked at me and she was like, Brian, we've been in here for an hour now. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not enough.
It happened so fast.
Gonna need three more of those to get my mind right.
And so you thought everything was falling apart. God. You've felt the EKK crash coming early.
Oh, my God. So I had a panic attack, a crisis of confidence. One of those things when you do the job we've decided to take on where you're like, nobody thinks you're really funny. You're bad. And this career is a bad choice and a bad move you're making. Brett hates me. My wife is mad at me because she's stuck in the car and I'm ruining everybody's time at the carnival. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
That is what I'm thinking in the car.
It takes you down.
And I'm closing my eyes, but then
you said you thought it was laced with LSD.
And there were periods where I was like, are you sure this wasn't LSD? And did they put LSD in this and not tell us?
Last night I kept waking up and just looking at the walls and they were melting. It was just like it was just plasma all I could see.
Well, and the weed, the feeling I had yesterday was more intense than any feeling I've had on LSD or mushrooms. It was fucking intense. Very intense.
Be careful with the weed, folks. This is the great thing about it. It's something that, one, people do all day, all the time, but then can also turn into a meltdown.
I feel great today. Like, I ran a fucking marathon yesterday. Like, I did a powerful test of endurance yesterday. And I didn't pass, but I didn't fail. I got a C+ yesterday, I think. I'll give myself a C+. Because I think that what we did on stage was pretty good.
Yeah, even though you looked lost.
I was lost. I didn't know any of my own jokes. I had a hard time even telling the story that I had to tell that was a personal story that I've probably told 4,000 times in the past month. So that was weird. And here's the thing. This is just some behind the scenes shit, is that I steer these shows. Okay. So like for the podcast, I write the out for the podcast every week. I find the stories and I'm the one that says where things goes. And Brett's job is to react to the things that I say in a good way. And I trust him to do that. He can always come up with something funny. So we never have to worry about anything, which is really great. And when we're on stage, I write the outline for the shows and I say what we're going to do. Right. So I steer the show. I decide when we're going to move on. I decide which jokes go into the show. We went on stage last night and I didn't have any of that. I couldn't do any of that. So that what we did last night was, I think, the most autopilot thing I've ever done on a stage ever. Like, I don't even remember still what we talked about, but I remember every time I talked, I would finish and say, my voice doesn't sound right coming off of this stage. That's what I kept thinking. I kept thinking I'm too loud.
I can't hear.
I sound like an idiot standing out here. I sound scared is what I thought. I sounded scared.
You were
stage.
Like shivering. You looked like a newborn baby.
It got real cold last night. I don't know what that was all about. But
it did sweep in.
But I think we had a good time up there. I feel bad for Brett, though, because, like, he just had to take the reins, and you just had to, you basically did that by yourself. And I'd like to congratulate you for doing that by yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's funny because, like, there's been times we did Chicago, right? And you had to get your mind right. And the thing that Brett gets that I don't is, like, he's so good at that intro. He always knows what that intro is going to be. He can autopilot the intro and get his bearings, usually, yes, by the time. Because this motherfucker throws up before every live show. He'll either throw up or get diarrhea. Last time he had fucking pink eye out of nowhere. Like, he fucking falls apart. And I'm usually so strong next to him, like, because my only fear before going on stage at a Street Fight live show is that nobody shows up. Once there's people there, I'm okay, and I can. But man, last night was another thing. I know for a fact that I can't be high on stage anymore.
That puts it nail in the coffin.
Yeah, kratom helps.
Kratom will do it.
Which is stupid too. I should have maybe done some kratom, like, to wake myself out of what was going on.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It probably would have woke me up a little bit, slapped my face, and got me moving. But yeah. Shit, I just wasn't in my right mind. I was telling my wife, I was like, oh my God, I am a sorry piece of shit. I am so sorry. I'm fucking, I hope everybody, I know that nobody, like, at one point I was telling your wife, Brett, I was like, I just figured that everybody hangs out with me is doing me a favor. Like, nobody really likes me. They just go around me. They're like, I gotta be nice to this guy.
Yeah, he gets real weird if you don't like him.
And I just had this, I had that.
It was a trial.
That was my first day, but I'm good. I'm glad. The beautiful thing about the job that we've chosen is that whatever happens is the story.
Sure. Yeah, that makes it easy. We are really just the laziest possible.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. So this weekend we had, how many different treats have you had?
Or three.
That's all?
Yeah, but I have such a stockpile right now. We're about to drive like moonshiners through Ohio.
We got pot goldfish crackers. We got pot and candy.
Pot and candy. I love the name pot and candy. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
We got popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
I like the name popcorn. Still doesn't make sense though.
We hooked up with somebody. Liberty Meds is the one that hooked us up with Sloppy Seconds is what it was called. And it was basic. I thought it was trimmings. Like, I thought it was literally like the leaf that we used to use. I thought it was the leaves that we used to use for like edibles and stuff. But it was whole buds that have just like fallen off.
Like, yeah, that's what he said. It's like they weigh it all out, and whatever's left over, they toss it in a thing and you can buy it. It's all the good shit. It's like the same good weed. It's just like, oh, that didn't fit in an eighth. Let's sell it for less.
Yeah, and I saw the most purple weed I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we didn't buy any purple, which is like, it's funny because I don't know that there's any expectation that purple's supposed to be better.
Oh, it's just the most talked about rap songs.
It looks so cool.
It does look cool as hell. It's like a special edition weed.
The strain I bought one really good strain because I did want flowers and I wanted to be able to say what it is. And it's called like Peyote Trance or something like that. So I'll be having the Peyote Trance this week. And like I said, the IP law is beautiful. The Fuego, Fwaygo. It's a Fago brand. Like, the thing is, the cool thing about it being Michigan is that a lot of the medical marijuana makers and growers are steeped in Juggalo culture too.
Yeah.
It works a lot better for me. It's like I picture Denver as being hippie, but this did not have a hippie vibe. The salespeople were not hippies.
No. It was lots of flat billed cap fellows in there. And there was somebody, I think it was Once Bitten Twice Bakery. They had a mashup or a collaboration with Twisted. They had a Jamie Madrox themed
and Monoxide Child.
Who was it? Booberry, Count Chocula, and
what's up?
Frankenberry? No, Frankenberry, Booberry.
Yeah. Blueberry and Count Chocula. Yeah. They're the Twisted brands, though. But and I loved Twisted growing up. Get their early albums on Spotify, please.
That's a request.
You know what? Just while we're doing this right now, get Street Fight on Spotify. What the shit is going on with that?
Yeah, it's weird. Somebody asked me. They were like, why can I get you on Spotify? Or am I just not seeing it? I'm like, well, they didn't ask us.
They cut you a check if you're on Spotify, I think.
Oh, we need to get on Spotify.
Right, yeah, yeah. Chapo's on Spotify. They need to get that check, though. They need that Spotify money, too.
I need some Spotify money.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I spent all my money this weekend. I bought some Moon Rock. The Moon Rock, where they take the weed, they dip it in like some sort of weed paste and then roll it in weed powder.
Yeah, we do have one Moon Rock that Brett and I will probably do on a third show.
Yeah.
When we don't have any third shows to do, when we can't think of an idea for it, we'll just be like, this is called the Moon Rock Show. And we'll just fucking hit that thing and crack the mics and see what happens. Yeah. Well, I have all these beautiful dreams of doing shows like that. Like, I wanted to do the acid show. But it's like, once you do an acid show, you have to record 8 hours. Like, you're not going to get a good linear hour of podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll have to talk to some people about coordinating that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen those weird videos on Facebook, though, where they have people put IKEA furniture together and shit on acid and film it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like that. I actually loved that video.
Yeah, that... Are they good? That... Old Ladies on Acid is a good one.
Oh, my God. I would love to do a video of us having a mission on shrooms. That would be fun. Like, nobody's ever challenged me like that. Nobody's ever been like, hey, guys, eat and ate the shrooms and put together something. Like, I think I could do it because I have a strong head. I mean, yesterday, I have taken a hit, okay? I've been humbled.
Yes.
As of yesterday. But I still feel like I have a fairly strong head.
Okay.
For other stuff. You know, maybe weed is a thing I have to be really careful with.
Yeah. You gotta be gentle.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did we do here, man? What else did we do?
We had a great bite to eat at Gelly's, Coney Island.
I can't believe you got the name wrong. Gillies.
Gillies.
There's a lot of Coney Islands here in Michigan.
We didn't know that, yeah.
So we went to a Coney Island. And then I clogged my toilet. A hotel toilet. I always think, one of the things I always think when we go to these hotels is like, you know what? The toilets are so strong at this place.
Yeah, they got it's industrial.
Yeah, not this one.
No, you challenged it. So you lost some ranks, but you gained in others.
Sure, like your
toilet punishing power definitely went up this weekend.
Well, I have been healthy for the past 2 weeks. Apparently, my body has already adjusted to vegetables. It's like, put those vegetables. Hey, those vegetables, those nutrients were nice.
Hey, I ate a ton of vegetables last night. I ate deep fried potatoes. I ate deep fried green peppers. I ate deep fried cauliflower. So
yeah, my body was like, nutrients. Yeah, I mean, we've been enjoying those. We've been enjoying the vitamins. Like, there was one point where I was in the car, my wife was like, oh, did you forget to take your antidepressant? Maybe that's why you're flipping out so bad. Like, that's not how it works, man. Yeah. Oh, and I want to bring up the other part in the car that was really strange was I fell asleep. I kept trying to fall asleep. I rolled over kind of on my side and put my hand over my face. And wherever my hand was, my whole hand was sweating. So wherever I was, like, I was sweating on it. So I had to move my hand, and I pulled my hand. I was completely asleep. No, like, blood flow. And it was stuck, like, kind of in a claw shape, right? And I couldn't move the fingers. So, like, I'm sitting there trying to get them to go. My wife's like, it's probably just asleep. And I was like, I probably got some kind of palsy or something. And I was like slapping my leg. Like every second I would be like, well, maybe this is just a seizure and it doesn't have anything to do with the weed. Maybe I'm just epileptic now, I guess. Maybe maybe my body just doesn't work anymore.
You have monkey paw, dude. That's all that is.
Right. Yeah.
When it seizes up on you.
I've only had that happen to me one other time. I woke up in the middle of the night one time sleeping on my arm and had to slap it on the wall to get it moving again. I don't fucking know what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
my blood circulate. I don't know. That fucked me up, though. That was a little weird moment. That was the part. When something goes wrong with your body, when you're already flipping out about something, you're like, oh no, I really did it this time.
Oh, shit, now I'm not going to be able to prevent my own death.
I could have given myself fucking the chest one. What's the chest one? Is that CPR? I don't want to say it because I think CPR is
that's
the mouth
breathing
one.
Down
that's
your
where
mouth.
You smooch.
Chest compressions?
That's
I don't know.
That's where you smooch somebody back to life. I'm talking about the chest compression.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, we had a really good time. The Electric Can of Carnival.
Yeah, and if you're a Street Fighter listener and you got ripped off by them, we'll help. We'll make it right. So just reach out if they don't give you a refund. We will see what we can do.
Did you think that happened?
I didn't get that number.
Nobody came up to us at all, so I think we're safe. That
no, they're not. No, we don't have any contracts. So there's there's nothing. My government name isn't involved with that thing at all. I'm sure we're not getting any ticket money that we would have gotten paid. But,
so in the end, we had a ton of fun.
Yeah,
the people that put on the event had a considerably tougher.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna
road
be,
there.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard.
It's gonna cost them some money and some rep. But what are you gonna do, man? I had fun. I had
fantastic
time. Hell.
I'll remember this forever.
Yeah. Yep. And please bring these to Ohio now. Fuck.
Well, yeah. I mean, this was some Amsterdam open air drug market base or weed market.
Right.
It was incredible.
Michigan, you have a wonderful laissez-faire attitude about marijuana.
And there was no problems. Like, there was nobody throwing up on anybody or fights. I didn't see any issues.
No? Well, no shit. All the people that were having issues went and hid in their cars all night. Me.
True. Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot you were the issue.
I spent like 4 hours in my car.
Yeah, that was good. That was refreshing, though.
What are you going to do, man?
So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us as we continue to go on these journeys and then tell you how they went. You can make sure that we continue to have the funds to travel across this country and spread this mess across the U.S. by heading over to patreon.com, patreon.com/streetfightradio. For $5 a month, you'll get access to our exclusive videos. You're hearing it right now, but we're shooting it in the hotel room in 4K high definition. So if you want to see that, it's going straight to our Patreon people first who donate and support the mission. We also offer a zine every single month procured by Brian, famous friends and unknown folks that aren't even online. Submit their stories, comic books, and art to us, and we publish it and spread the word. If you are Patreon and you want to get involved with that, you can message us on through that platform. And then we also offer Kratom, which is an amazing plant, similar to weed. It's kind of adjacent to weed, and it's great.
Make you barf sometimes.
If you take too much, you'll barf.
Weed fucking made me stay in a car for 4 hours, so not everything's perfect out there, right?
Absolutely.
Can I just say also, like, the way that it's framed a lot here is through organic medication. I like that. I like the organic stuff. There was one place that was bragging about GMOs, though. The big sign had said 38% GMO.
Oh, really?
But I think that's just the THC
really
level.
High THC content.
Yeah, in the stuff. But I don't know if they know that, like, there's probably, like, you know, those Free Thought Project people come rolling in there like, ah, damn it, they're controlling us through the weed now, too.
Yeah, all the pesticides and poisons.
All right, man. That was fun. Review us on iTunes.
Yes, we're still on the iTunes campaign.
We're coming to you, Cleveland, Louisville. What's the other ones? Maybe Atlanta.
Confirmed, yeah.
They're not quite confirmed yet, but Cleveland and Louisville. Cleveland, the next two places that are going to get the Street Fight Live experience.
Cleveland on June 4th. We have the Facebook event. Please RSVP if you're going so that way it shows up on other people's pages. And there will be DSA members of a table there as well if you're interested in talking to those folks. Thank you to DSA Akron and Cleveland for helping out with some of the promotion.
Put their two together.
No,
I think,
you got to have your own people. You got to have your own clan.
God, I'm the fucking worst. I'm
take
always
care of your
to,
own shit.
I'm trying to always consolidate power.
Yeah, what do you?
Let's get into the bigger.
Just you guys all lump together.
Yeah, why don't you guys all get together and build a unwieldy state like we have now?
That's a wonderful idea. I think it's a good place to start right here in the heart of it all, Ohio. We will see you later this week. We're Street Fight. Peace. Baba tunde.
dancing in the metal. The game's in a higher level. Dimensions, we in December. You see, we get them together. DIY friends, we swangin'. Bangers, bangers, he's slangin'. Show on point, he's slayin'. He wasn't always a spray effect. Round boys, slanted eyes, bleach stained sweatsuit. Throwing water on me in the middle school restroom. Only brown hair in my ninth grade bag. 13, walking in the streets of UK. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied. Right. Right. Got it locked with a namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with a namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Smiling through the vicious, a puzzle piece never fit in a new thread he was given to weave a singular vision. Could never be avaricious. Instead of quiet, ambitious, no reason left to resist it. I hate it, it's competition. So I'm not quitting, they stay splitting, try to dictate a life they not living. T open about that truth. Feeling don't buck like a deer when shot. Get a no formula, run this path that you're on. We all gotta make our own living. Cry out loud, stay hit, fit, feel so good, ready. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied. It's like we're never satisfied. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Man, you said you can't see me in February. He freed me, cleared my head of debris. We shattered my boundaries and the lower degree was healing. Winter was sorely needed, like Pakistan, I seceded. My leaving won't be repeated. Never left for them tight ropes. My eyes look where the sky goes. So rare like albinos. Portraits resume my vitals. Few in number like rhinos. Reaching up for them high. Study me like your Bible. Cats finding all like I'm lying on. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Satisfied.